brought you to the summer internship? Well, I grew up at this church. Well, babushka, it started like this.
Well, we're recording, so.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Great life. All right, cool. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Feeling It with Fennel podcast. Today, I have Jenny. She was with me for the summer internship that I went to, and it was just a great time. How are you doing today, Jenny?
Doing great, because I just realized that this is your first podcast, and I'm the first guest. Like, that's insane.
It's a crazy honor, and, you know, I feel honored that you're here. Thank you for that.
He first said, oh, how do you feel about being on the first ever podcast with as the first ever guest? And I go, what? That's what I did. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, she screamed and I was like, well, there goes my peace and quiet. But it was okay.
And my hearing aid. Sorry about that.
And my hearing aid kind of just blew up. But it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. So this is the first episode with the first guest of the first series of the first season. I don't know what you want to call it, but this is the first. So we're out here enjoying life, and we were in the internship together, and honestly, I just always wanted to know, what brought you to the summer internship? Was
You've
it like,
wanted to know.
I've always wanted to know. I've been like, I know why Avonlea went, I know why Israel went, I was with Israel when we asked if we could do the summer internship. How,
oh.
Why, how did you get there?
Oh, you never knew. Okay, well, I'll tell you. So, here's how it all went down. It was about April, and I was at college at the time, far, far away. And then I called one of our youth directors, leaders, if you will, and I said, hey, this is what's going on in my life, just a life update, talking to her. And then I was like, oh, and I'm gonna be like in town all summer, so if you need like need anything, if you need like copies made, if you need like help with a small group or something, yeah, I'll be around. And that's all I said, and I had absolutely no intention of being an intern. I just said, like, oh, yeah, I'm available if you need, you know, if you need help or anything. And
availability, first mistake, okay.
Telling them I'm available, mistake number one. And then she goes, oh, well, that's great. You will be our honorary intern. I go, okay.
That's what does that mean?
But I literally, I didn't put two and two together, or maybe I did, but I came up with five or something like that. But I went back for the summer, and I started, like, seeing friends, and then I talked to Avonlea, and she goes, yeah, and I'm going to be a summer intern. And you are too, right? And I go, what? And I talked to someone else, and that same exact thing happened. They thought I was interning, and I was like, what is going on? Everyone thinks I'm interning, but I'm the one who's out of the loop. Are you kidding me? So I go into, how do you say, Janice's office, and I say, hi, how are you? Everyone keeps telling me information that I should know, but I don't. So what's going on here? And she goes, the position is open if you want it. And I, like, fell on the floor, and I was like, thank you. Yes, I'll take it.
Miss Janice, the, like, most G money person ever, the position is open if you want it.
So then I got that position.
Yeah,
yep.
Dope.
It was a surprise.
Yeah. I remember when I saw you, like, one of the first Wednesdays you came back, and it was like, hi, are you new here? You're like, I came here before you. I came here when it was KO, pretty
like,
much.
Did I say it like that?
No,
oh, okay.
But it was like...
actually, I was here before you.
No, I think you said, like, oh, I graduated from here. I'm just back for the summer. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I got told you were being an intern. I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, I was just very confused. So I was just like, how did that happen? I saw you once before that Wednesday in a parking lot. Like,
yep.
Just random.
It's a good parking lot.
Yeah, it's a great parking lot. I think I was eating dinner. Yeah. I want to say that.
But that's the story. That's how it all went down.
Yeah, and then from there, we just, a couple months in, I was like, man, Jenny's cool, Avonlea's cool, Israel's cool. This is cool. So, what was your thoughts? Like, my thoughts was just like, I'm chilling. I'm living the life. Like, mid-internship, I was here. I was doing what I loved. I am doing what I loved. Loved? What I love. What I currently love to do. So what were your thoughts during that like midpoint?
Okay, well, I'm so glad I brought this piece of paper that I wrote down my thoughts mid-internship on. This is dated July 20th, 2019. I was currently, well, at that time I was supervising in the nursery. But I said words to describe this summer, 2019. I described it, self-awareness increase, growth through the uncomfortable, Community, Learning the Father's Heart, Fun, I Was Rethinking, and Soul Searching, and it was full of honesty and vulnerability. Those are my thoughts mid-internship. I was having a blast. Like, I loved everything that we were doing, and it kept me, it, like, took up a good chunk of my time, but I felt like every minute was worth it, and I was enjoying my summer as well as working hard, so it was the best of both worlds. I also just became more aware of, like, how God made me to be, what I like to do, what I don't like to do, and also, I was having so much fun, but I was also just growing in, like, being stretched and stretched out of my comfort zone, and, I don't know, it was, like, a beautiful summer.
Yeah, so one thing that you said was, like, you felt like every minute was so, purposeful, pretty much, like, that's what I got out of that, was, like, even when we were cleaning the go room, where it didn't really feel like we were, like, making a difference. Like, literally, we spent the first Monday cleaning that go room, and it was like, bro, we're going to figure this all out. It's going to be beautiful the whole summer, and it was. And then I realized after that that had purpose behind it, because after, when we didn't have 3 to 4 people cleaning the go room, it just fell apart. And the go room, like, it literally, it just fell apart. There's, like, no organization to it. So, like, purpose behind the internship, what was, like, you said you learned a lot about, like, being, yes, thank you, the self-awareness and that, and how did you get to that point from when you started, how did you become more self-aware as an individual?
Okay,
and
well,
how did that translate to, like, you going off back to college?
Well, let me tell you. So, because I was in this environment, like, I grew up at this church, but, you know, I was only an intern there for one summer. So, I think that I realized just being put in positions that I had never done before. Like, I helped with the youth group, right? I realized I love doing that, and I love working with youth. So, just trying new things was, like, a huge part of it, and, like, being flexible. If Janice was like, hey, we need you to help out with this life group tonight, I'd be like, okay, just jump right in, and be like, okay, well, I'm not so good at asking these questions, but I am great at listening and doing this stuff. Or if I was in charge of a project, I'd be like, okay, I have figured out that all the details get me very, like, all scattered in my head, so I realized I'm a big picture person, not a little detail person. And so being thrown into new situations like that was what made me more self-aware. It was ultimately all for the better. And then going back to college, I was like, ooh, I feel like I have a handle on this year, you know, and then you realize you don't. But
yeah, pretty much that's how it goes every time.
I came back and, like, people were like, wow, tell me about your summer. And I would tell them what I did, and they would always say, like, wow, it sounds like you grew so much.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right, I did.
Yeah, it's like you, it was almost like validation that the summer was worth it, and it only would have been worth it had you made that phone call initially and been like, hey, I'm going to be here, I'm willing. And that willingness really sparked something that progressed to the point where you grew, and it was growth evident, not because you were like, hey guys, I've grown so much. It was like, it was evident because of the way you acted, the way that you've changed, the way that you, like, grew into essentially the you that God wanted you to be, or the me that God wanted me to be.
God wanted me to be.
But, like, that just progression was really cool. So at the end of the internship, we all, you know, got that last picture and whatnot.
Oh, that was
so
sad. That was a sad day.
It was a sad day. It was a great picture, though. You know, very stylish. But from that point, what did you learn at the internship that you were going to apply to college?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one more thing. Like, can you build on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, during the summer, the whole time, I was, like, really doubting my future plans of what I was studying and what, like, I was planning on doing with my school, right? So, during the summer, I was, like, seeking the Lord, and I learned, like, that because I was becoming more self-aware and God was revealing all these things of how He's made me to be, I was, like, learning that my likes and dislikes are part of how he created me, and if something that I like doing, something I'm passionate about it, I should pursue that, and that is part of God's calling on my life, and I shouldn't really overthink that. And so when I got back to school, I just realized more and more, like, as I pursue Jesus, the answers will come, and that I don't only seek the answer. And so I wasn't going before God every single day and saying, I need you to reveal to me the next 20 years of my life. Or I wasn't even saying, like, tell me this answer right now. I was saying, like, Lord, I want to be close to you, and I trust you with my future, and I believe you'll guide me and direct me, so please help me with that. But as I pursued his heart, I also was able to just have a more clear vision of what he wants me to do in the future.
Yeah. So it was really just that idea of, if I follow the Father's heart, then ultimately his will for my life would be revealed. And that's...
Yes.
Yeah. That's... Mm-hmm. That's... In summary, that happens. So you're... It's December. You're halfway through.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Happy Kwanzaa!
Happy Kwanzaa! So you're halfway through your school year, and while life doesn't look... all lit up, like the path isn't always lit, but as you're following God's heart, it's really just progressing.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, yep, it's progressing.
It is.
So I just want to get your hot take on something real quick, and then I will thank you for your time, and we'll be having a Merry Kwanzaa. But when you took me onto your podcast and we talked about student leadership and stuff like that, it was a lot of me talking and a lot of you, like, chiming in, which is how it should be.
Yes, I was interviewing you.
Yes, you were interviewing me. But now I want your opinion. What does... You found a heart for student ministry from what you just said. It sounds very evident. So during that time of your student ministry, mm-hmm, right, while you were an intern, you obviously saw characteristics of a lot of different students, from the good, the bad, the ugly, so to speak, right?
Yep.
So what are key characteristics that you will look for in future ministries and future endeavors that God will bring you to in a student leader?
Okay. Well, let me think. I think that... That's a great question. All right. I feel like I always look for the students that they're always attending events and, like, leadership stuff, and they want to be there, but they're more quiet, because them showing up tells me that they have things to say and want to be a part of it. But them not talking a lot, it might tell me that they are, you know, more reserved as a person, but it also might tell me that they could be afraid, and that I could just... All it could take would just me being like, hey, what do you have to say about this? What are your ideas? Or just asking them specifically, encouraging them that I do want to hear what they have to say. And I know that that is what worked for me when I was a student. And I was like, wow, you care about what I think? Yeah, wow. I'll give you my opinion. And
it's like calling out what...
Yes.
Like calling out their thoughts, essentially. Because mm-hmm, you can tell that they have unique and individualized thoughts.
If they're showing up, I can tell they want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So... I think I look for that for if I'm looking to call gold out of someone. I also think I look for the ones who are kind, even when things are stressful. If they can, like, grow in patience and grace for people while they're still students, that's an amazing gift. And I'm not talking about, like, being walked all over, but I'm talking about, like, yes, people are frustrating you, but you're not going to burst out in anger at them.
Yeah.
You're not going to...
Flip your lid. Like, just lose...
Flip them tables, if you
yes,
will.
Yes, don't flip a table.
If they can keep their composure, like, that's a really cool quality, and will only get better with time, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now here's for the hot take part.
Oh my gosh.
That wasn't
Should I
it.
Buckle up?
No, I think you're fine. I'm not... It's not crazy, but I was reading a book, and it was talking about student leadership, obviously. I have a heart for it, so I'm going to read books about it. So it was student leadership, and it talked about Jesus' ministry, and it was things that he was called. He was called King, Messiah, mm-hmm, right? He was called Jesus, Savior of the world. Like he was here to save the world. But it it was funny how he did it. He did it not by ruling the world in his flesh, mm-hmm. then he chose to die so that we might live, and here we are today. But when you look at his ministry, it was service.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he was called a king. A king is like king of kings. He wasn't just called a king, he was called king of kings. So when you look at that, that's the highest form of a leader, because you're leading the leaders. But he was also a servant.
Mm-hmm.
So what I look for, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but what I look for is the ones who serve. And I don't know if that's because I served a lot, and now that I'm in an internship position or a leadership position, it's like, wow, I did all that, and it was totally worth it, and it was great, and it was awesome. But, like, here's my hot take for you. On top of those characteristics, on top of that, do you, of course you look for the Christ in everybody, but do you look for the Christ that God wants to call out, so to speak? I don't know if that makes sense.
Interesting. Interesting phrase. I need you to rephrase everything.
Okay. Said. Rephrase okay. everything. Okay. So we're called to live like Christ, and we're called to do that. But sometimes it's like the people that don't live like Christ have the mm-hmm. most, that have the potential to give.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So like when I'm looking mm-hmm. at a student who's like shows up once a month, doesn't show up for six mm-hmm. months, shows up for two weeks, and I'm like, oh, he's gonna start coming, I'm in relationship with him, it's great. And then he stops coming for like a year, and then it's his senior year. Me personally, I look to call something out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, have you ever had an example of like maybe in your senior year class or what you've seen in youth ministry, has that ever happened?
Okay. Yes. So, I think of, like, I love seeing the potential in people. It's, like, one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And when that person doesn't see their own potential, that's one of the most frustrating things for me. It makes perfect sense. But I think that when I see people who are kind of wasting their potential, or, like, they just don't quite get it yet, or they are rough around the edges, if yeah. you will, I think that those are the people that need the most love and need to know that they are loved so that they can start seeing what God wants to do in their life. I've known so many people like that, that's like off and on, or they come, but they're not really invested
yeah.
or they're kind of checked out. And I think that we need to call out the potential in those people and say like, hey, we want you here and we see you and you have something to bring. And these are the qualities in you that I see could benefit this community and benefit the kingdom of God. And I think of like Peter and Paul. I'm just going to use those two examples. because why not? But I think of, like, their characteristics. Let's take Peter. Before the Holy Spirit came, right? Peter's this really blunt, outspoken person who says really dumb things sometimes. And when I read the stories about him before Jesus, like, died and was resurrected, right? Because then we see a huge change in him. We see, like, this person who's afraid and who does things rashly.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's rough around the edges. After the Holy Spirit comes, and after, like, he starts following just the Great Commission of what God commanded him to do, right? Yeah. He becomes this person who is, I mean, we all have blunders, right? We yes. all still yes. make mistakes, but he becomes so much more refined in the way that, he's taken that passion and that, how do you say, bluntness?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. And he's used it, and he's, like, preaching to 3,000 people.
Yeah.
Instead of being a coward, instead of, like, asking Jesus, no, I promise, I would die for you. No, really. Yeah, would you,
no,
Peter?
No, really, bro.
Would you? No, like, really, like, I really mean this. So he, like, takes that characteristic, and God refines it. And I don't think that Jesus changes our personalities. I think that he just refines our characteristics. And, like, Paul was literally killing Christians. Like, that's pretty passionate, if you will. He wasn't a passive man. So then after he decides to follow Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes on him, guess what happens? He is now saving people, and he's, like, going into dangerous areas where he knows he could be killed. And it was that same passion he had before he was saved, but now God has refined it. And so I feel like we need to do that with people who don't know the Lord yet, or who know the Lord but aren't very invested in community.
because us calling that out of them is going to help them and help to see that the Holy Spirit wants to refine their characteristics, that we are not disappointed in who they are, but that he just wants to bring them out in a different way.
Jenny, just like the internship, you've explained it 100 times better than I could ever. Thank you for being on the podcast.
<You're welcome. laughs>
Literally, like how I explained it or how I asked that question was terrible, but you totally understood what I wanted to ask you, and you ran with it. So thank you for being on the Feeling It with Fennel podcast. First episode, first season, first
Woo!
Part, first guest, Jenny
first
Lasagna. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was an honor.
You're welcome.
And a privilege.
It was amazing. I loved it. Every minute of it.
Well, everybody who's out listening to Feeling It with Fennel, go ahead and log off now because we're pretty much done.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, bye.
Go on, get.